Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Ayin Test, Nedarim 79a, pagination is 157, starting at the bottom of the page from the new Mishnah in the new Perek. We've mentioned that the husband has the ability to negate the vows of his wife, but specifically, the vows fall into one of two categories. Either the more favorable category would be inui nefesh, where she made a vow to afflict herself, and the husband has the ability to negate such a vow so that she should not be obligated to inflict this limitation on herself. There is a second category, which is devarim shebeino leveino. Even if it's not inui nefesh, but if it's something that affects, limits, infringes on the relationship of them between as husband and wife, then the husband can negate such a vow. The limitation, though, if he negates it for this reason, because it infringes on the marriage, is that he's only able to negate it to the extent that it infringes on the marriage. Once he divorces her or dies, she would be bound by this vow which she made, because he's only able to negate it to the extent that it's a davar shebeino leveino, infringing on their marriage. Let's take a look at this Mishnah, starting with a clear head, as if we didn't have the introduction. Ve'elu devarim shehu mefer. These are the types of vows that the husband is allowed, able to negate. Devarim sheyesh bahem inui nefesh. Things that have affliction of self. As Rashi tells us, kidichsev, la'anos nefesh. La'anos nefesh is something that's afflicting herself. Isha yekimenu v'isha yeferenu. The husband can either affirm it or negate it. For example, back in the Mishnah, im erchatz v'im lo erchatz. Will I bathe? Will I not bathe? Im eskashet v'im lo eskashet. Will I put on makeup or will I not put on makeup? Now the Ran points out that certainly some types of grooming might be topics of beino leveino, issues that infringe specifically on their marriage relationship. But we're choosing these items that have inui nefesh so that they have the more global type of hafara, and once the husband is made for them, the vow will be entirely discarded. So again, the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is presenting inui nefesh as an example that you'll be able to negate the vow, but any other type of vow, if it's not an inui nefesh vow, our Mishnah made no mention of that. Let's turn on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us about seven lines down. Nidrei inui nefesh hu de mefer she'en bahem inui nefesh eno mefer. With astonishment, the Gemara comments, only inui nefesh nedarim can be undone. V'atanya, we learned, bein ish le'ishto, bein av levito, when the pasuk says, between a husband and his wife, melamed shabal mefer nedarim shebeino leveino. There's also the possibility of a husband negating a vow between him and her, even if there is no inui nefesh involved. And the Gemara answers, Amri, halein v'halein mefer. Indeed, both types are subject to this rule of hafara. Mihu, but inui nefesh mefer la'olam. If it's inui nefesh, then he can permanently negate it. Aval ein bohem inui nefesh. But if it doesn't have inui nefesh, personal affliction, he's only able to negate it because it's an issue that infringes on husband-wife relations. Kidisa tichuse havya hafara. While she's still married to him, the negating works. Michimigarish lo chayil Allah nidra. But once he divorces her, the neder, the vow, would be effective. The Gemara wonders, Udevarim she'en ba'im inu nefesh ki migarish l'chay la'aloh. Indeed, is that true? That when there's no inui nefesh and he's only doing it because it infringes on the marriage, then once he divorces her, it takes effect. And the point of the Gemara is really we need to revise the wording in order to get the full picture. The way it's presented right now, the divorce causes the vow to take effect if it was only a hafara of beino liveino, things that infringe on the marriage. And as the Gemara will explain, that's not the full picture, because it doesn't take effect upon the divorce. What happens if the same husband takes her back? The hafara would be effective, and this vow would not be binding. And therefore, the wording has to be revised to appreciate that he's able to do the hafara, but only to the extent of his relationship with her. It has nothing to do with the divorce. It's just that the divorce will enable us to see that it was only because of their marriage that he was able to negate the vow. And if she's with a different man, which would happen through a divorce, then she's bound by the vow. And if she comes back to the original husband, because she never married anybody else, she comes straight back to the first husband, then the vow was effectively negated. It has nothing to do with the divorce. The divorce is just a heichet timtza to appreciate the limitation of a hafara because of beino leveino. The Gemara says, V'atanan, we learned, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri Omer, Yofer Shema Yigarshenu Seyasura Lo. Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri taught that a person should do the hafara in case he is Megarish her, and it will become forbidden. Alma, what do you see from his wording? Ki Megarish La Umefer La Meikara Havya Hafara. If he does divorce her, but he was mefer the vow the way we recommended, then if he takes her back, it will have been an effective hafara, negating of the vow. And that's why we're recommending that he negate it, so that if he takes her back, there will be no vow in place. Amri, indeed, hilein vehilein havya hafara. Both types are cases of hafara. Ela nidre inoy nefesh mefer ben la'asma ben la'achirim. The correct wording would be that by nidre inoy nefesh, he makes the hafara and it's effective across the board, no matter what relationship she has with anybody or with him. It simply negates the vow permanently. Ein ba'im inoy nefesh, if it's not the case of inoy nefesh, la'atzmo mefer, la'achirim eino mefer, he could only negate it vis-a-vis his relationship with her, but he can't help for anybody else's relationship with her. And if you want to appreciate the nuance over here of the full picture of what he can do, the vows that he's going to be able to be mefer, both for himself and for others, are nedarim sheyesh bam inoy nefesh, things that have personal affliction. And then you would continue and you would say, and the things that he can only do for himself, nothing to do with divorce, the things that he could only do for himself are devarim beino leveina, things that infringe on his relationship with her, nothing to do with divorce. While he's married to her, his hafara is effective. Once she's divorced, it doesn't affect him, so it's not relevant, his hafara. But if he would take her back, it would remain with a good hafara, negating the vow. And really, it's a difference between him and others. And the wording of divorce was really just mixed in there as a way of showing you in what case it would be applicable. But that's not the legality. The legality is that he's able to negate vis-a-vis him, if it's beino leveina, or totally, if it's something of inui nefesh, personal affliction. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.